Out of the dusty grooves to you, today's edition of the Shellac Stack program brings you Records to Remember. That rather boxy sounding recording was made on October 1st, 1925 by the Isham Jones Orchestra and issued on Brunswick 2963, one of Brunswick's earliest electric recordings. They were still in the process of figuring this electric recording thing out, and their early efforts didn't sound all that great. Nevertheless, it's a nice tune by Irving Berlin called Remember, and it sets the stage nicely for today's program. This is the Shellac Stack. My name is Brian Wright. Welcome. Today, as the title tune kind of indicates, we'll be featuring records of remembrance of one sort or another. On this Memorial Day weekend here in the United States, we remember the servicemen of years past, and we'll be doing it with a little bit of a twist on today's program, which is that I'll be featuring recordings of popular songs when they were new, and then we'll contrast that with revival versions of those same songs from decades later, sometimes 10 years, sometimes 20 or even 30 years later. And to give you a taste of how this is going to work, we'll just go ahead and start off with a Regal record from May of 1923. This is the Missouri Jazz Hounds. That's what it says on the label. It's actually a group directed by Joseph Samuels, terrific reed man and violinist about whom very little is known, except that he was quite a prolific recording artist in that early 1920s era. This is Regal 9490. The tune is won by the vaudeville team of Van and Skenk. It's called That Redhead Gal. So we'll listen to Joseph Samuels and the Missouri Jazz Hounds play it, and then we'll skip forward about 25 years to 1948 and hear Benny Strong and his orchestra on a Tower record tackle the same tune, that Redhead Gal. So first up, here's Joseph Samuels in 1923.
She came, I'm not the same. She's got me bottled in bond. That redhead gal makes me feel tired. I'm in her spell. I'm telling you, she shakes a pair of wicked eyes, stands up straight, but how she lies. That redhead gal just can't be true. Thank you. makes me feel blue.
My, oh my.
I had a brunette and a blonde. Of both of them I was very fond. But since she came, I'm not the same. She's got me bottled in bond. That redhead gal makes me feel tired. I'm in her spell. I'm telling you, last week she went and dyed her hair. Her disposition is still there. That redhead gal just can't be true.
Don't you like brunette?
No, siree.
What's wrong with blonde?
They're not for me. I love that redhead gal. Ooh, that redhead gal.
Two versions of That Redhead Gal, recorded 25 years apart. First, the Missouri Jazz Hounds, a label pseudonym for Joseph Samuels. And I forgot to mention Arthur Fields singing the vocal, but maybe you recognized him. From May 7th, 1923, or thereabouts. And that record's in pretty good shape, but it still doesn't play all that well. I think that's one of those Emerson masters that Regal was using at the time, which weren't quite as well recorded. But still, a nice version of That Redhead Gal, followed by Benny Strong and his orchestra, Tower 1270, from about 1948, and his revival rendition of That Redhead Gal. And Benny Strong, I confess I don't know a lot about, except that he did record quite prolifically in the late 40s and early 50s, and many of his records were revivals of older tunes going back to the 19-teens and into the 1920s. And he recorded for Tower, for, I think, Capitol, and a number of other labels as well, I'm sure. Next up on the Shellac Stack, a tune that you probably know, if That Redhead Gal was new to you, I'm sure you'll know this next one. This is Fats Waller's enduring standard, Ain't Misbehavin', and we'll hear first a recording from 1929 when the song was brand new by Leo Reisman and his orchestra, made July 9th, 1929 in New York, issued on Victor 22047. And after that, we'll hear a rather interesting take on the tune by Pat Flowers, who was a stride pianist in the 1940s, who sort of became Fats Waller's replacement for a while at Victor and Bluebird after Fats Waller's untimely death. Pat Flowers recorded here on the Majestic label in 1944, and his rendition of Ain't Misbehavin'. So 15 years apart now, two versions of Ain't Misbehavin', starting with Leo Reisman.
Don't care to go. I'm home about 8, just me and my radio. Ain't misbehaving, I'm saving my love for you.
For your consideration and approval, two versions of Fats Waller's tune Ain't Misbehavin'. First, it was Leo Reisman and his orchestra from July 9, 1929, recorded in New York City and featuring Lou Conrad singing the vocal chorus, Victor 22047, followed by pianist Pat Flowers and his rendition on Majestic 1010 from March of 1944. Two versions of Ain't Misbehavin', and you know, Pat Flowers, for all his skills at the piano, was just never able to quite capture that buoyant, exuberant personality of Fats Waller, but who could? Can't really fault him for that. I like Pat Flowers records and pick them up whenever I see them, and that's certainly a fine take on Ain't Misbehavin'. Well, up next, I've got another jazz standard from the 1920s, this one from a few years earlier. The tune is called Angry, and it was recorded originally by Johnny Hamp's Kentucky Serenaders, among others, and we'll hear that version in just a moment. But first, we'll listen to Leon's Lone Star Cowboys from 12 years later, Valentine's Day, 1937, and a Decca record number 5388, with Leon Chapelier singing the vocal on Leon's Lone Star Cowboys rendition of Angry. And then we'll follow that with the Johnny Hamp version made in Camden, New Jersey for Victor Records on September 19th, 1925. Two versions now of Angry.
Somebody else. That's no reason you should put poor me on the shelf. Dearie, please don't be angry, 'cause I was only teasing you.
Mr. Rainwater!
Thank you.
You know, listening to those now, I'm beginning to think I probably should have reversed the order. Not to take anything away from Johnny Hamp's Kentucky Serenaders, but they just don't quite seem to have the pep of Leon's Lone Star Cowboys. So if I were really keen on building this program with a nice dramatic arch, I probably should have flipped those two. But oh well. It is a recorded program. I suppose if I really wanted to, I could go back and change them, but let's not say we did. Anyway, first up, Leon's Lone Star Cowboys from 1937. Angry. After that, it was Johnny Hamp's version from September of 1925, back when the song was brand new, and that recording was issued on a Batwing label, Victor number 19786. Well, in case you haven't figured it out or you missed the announcement earlier, on today's program, I'm playing same song, second version, so to speak, two back-to-back versions of the same song, but separated by a distance of at least 10 years. So we're looking for recordings in the 19-teens and 20s of songs that were new then, in most cases, and then following it up or juxtaposing them with recordings made decades later. And this is one of the things that I like so much about collecting 78s is that for most of the 78 RPM era, it was all about the song rather than the performance, really. You know, in the 1950s and 60s, with the coming of rock and roll, people started to have this mentality, I think, of a song being associated first and foremost with a particular performer. So when you hear Hound Dog, most people, I think, would tend to think of Elvis Presley. Of course, there were people who did it before him. That maybe is not the best example, but I think you know what I mean. In the 50s and 60s, it was all about a particular recorded performance that became the hit. And for most of the 78 RPM era, it really wasn't quite like that. You'd have quite a number of versions come out contemporaneously, and then often songs would be picked up years later and revived. And they weren't necessarily thinking of these as cover versions, as we would know them now. It was just a different rendition of a good tune. And I like that. So up next, we're going to hear two back-to-back versions of a song that came out in the mid-1920s. But we'll first hear the revival version from 1953 by Les Paul and Mary Ford, capital 2400. The tune is I'm Sitting on Top of the World. And then we'll go back almost 30 years to New Year's Eve, 1925. December 31st, and Camden, New Jersey for Frank Crummett's version of I'm Sitting on Top of the World, just rolling along, just rolling along.
I'm sitting on top of the world, just rolling along, rolling along. I'm quitting the blues of the world, just singing a song, singing a song. Hallelujah, I just phoned the parson, he parked ready to call. Just like Humpty Dumpty, I'm ready to fall. I'm sitting on top of the world, just rolling along, rolling along.
Thank you. I've only got one suit, that's all I can wear. A bundle of money won't make you feel gay. A sweet little honey is making me sad. I'm sitting on top of the world, just rolling along, just rolling along. I'm quitting the blues of the world, just singing a song, just singing a song. Glory hallelujah, I just phoned the parson. Hey, bar, get ready to call. But just like Humpty Dumpty, I'm going to fall. I'm sitting on top of the world, just rolling along, just rolling along. Some people have diamonds and beautiful pearls, while others have children just kidding with girls. Keep all of your fortunes, keep all of your fame. I just found a sweetie who's changing her name. So I'm sitting on top of the world, just rolling along, just rolling along. I'm quitting the blues of the world, just singing a song, just singing a song. Glory hallelujah, I just phoned the parson. Hey, par, get ready to call. But just like Humpty Dumpty, I'm going to fall. I'm sitting on top of the world, just rolling along, just rolling along. Means more than rolling in wealth, rolling in kindness, rolling in bliss. Could anything be nicer than this? Soon she'll roll up to the church with me. And even if it's only rolls and coffee, I'll be so happy I'm sitting on top of the world.
Frank Crummett with the unmistakable touch of Frank Banta at the piano. Two Franks. Victor 19928, recorded December 31st, 1925. I'm sitting on top of the world, just rolling along, just rolling along. Before that, Les Paul and Mary Ford doing the same tune in 1953 and issued on Capitol 2400. What a nice tune that is by Louis Young and Anderson. Well, up next, a tune that was already old hat when our first recording was made in 1920. The tune is Red Wing, and we'll hear it sung by Charles Hart and Elliot Shaw on a Rizona record, number 75061. Rizona was a tiny little label active only for a brief period in the early 1920s, but one of the distinguishing features of Rizona Records that's perhaps a bit unusual is that they would put the take number and the matrix number first. So, for example, this is matrix number 558, take 2, but customarily most other labels would append the take number after the matrix number, so you would have 558-2, but on this Rizona record it says 2-558. Interesting little tidbit, I think. Anyway, we'll hear Charles Hart and Elliot Shaw sing Red Wing, and we'll follow that with a much different version recorded 26 years later in 1946 by the Frisco Jazz Band and issued on the little independent label Pacific Records, number 606. So two versions now of Red Wing.
A prairie maid who sang a lay, a love song gay as on the plains. He went away the day. She loved a warrior bold, this tidical maid of old. But brave and gay, he rode one day to battle far away.
Never moon shines tonight on pretty Red Wing. The breeze is sighing, the night bird crying. For afar neath the star her brave is sleeping, while a red wing's weeping her heart away.
white wings weeping, my heart away.
He watched for him day and night, he kept all the campfires dry, and under the sky each night he would lie and dream about his coming by and by. But when all the braves returned, the heart of Red Wing yearned, for far, far away her warrior gay fell bravely in the fray.
Now, moon shines tonight on pretty Red Wing, the breeze is sighing, the night was crying. For afar and each star her brave is sleeping, while Red Wing's weeping her heart away. Now, moon shines tonight on pretty Red Wing, the breeze is crying, the night was crying. For afar and each star her brave is sleeping, while Red Wing's sleeping her heart away.
As much as I love that record, if you think about it, it's really an inappropriate treatment of the tune, considering the context of the lyrics. I mean, the song is, after all, about a shy little Indian maiden, her name Red Wing, who's mourning the death of her brave warrior sweetheart who's been killed in a battle far away. So to take it as a stomping Dixieland number just doesn't quite seem right somehow, and yet the tune lends itself to that treatment very well. You might argue that Kerry Mills' original tune was not quite appropriate for Thurland Chataway's lyrics. And actually, Kerry Mills, if you think about it, didn't even have that much to do with writing the tune. As my friend Glenn Robison reminds me, it was actually based on the Robert Schumann 1848 piano piece, The Happy Farmer, which I learned when I was taking piano lessons as a little kid, and I always liked that one because it really shifted up the melody. Robert Schumann's original version has the melody in the left hand and chords in the right hand, which at that time was really revolutionary to me. I suppose it's still uncommon, but anyway, two versions of Red Wing, a tune I really like a lot, from the same composer who gave us Meet Me in St. Louis, Louis, if you're going to consider Cary Mills the composer of that tune, the adapter of the tune. That was the Frisco Jazz Band playing it on a Pacific record from 1946, and before that, Charles Hart and Elliot Shaw, a Rizzona record from 1920, and their rendition of Red Wing. And that brings us towards the close of today's stack of 78s. I'm going to duck out just a little bit early so I can play these last two without interruption between them. The last tune I have in the stack today is that great classic from 1934, When Your Heart's on Fire, Smoke Gets in Your Eyes. And we'll hear it first performed by the Victor Salon Orchestra under the direction of Nat Shilkret, Victor 24609 from March 31st, 1934, before anybody could have known what a classic this song would go on to be. We'll follow that with a really interesting little independent record from Cincinnati, the Radio Artist Records label, and a performer named Bert Farber, who led a society and sort of hotel dance orchestra in Cincinnati in the 1940s and 50s, and is the star soloist at the piano for this really, really nice rendition of Smoke Gets in Your Eyes from 1947. So we'll listen to those and then call it a day. Thank you so much for tuning into the program. I hope you had fun listening to some of these back-to-back versions of the same tunes. And I apologize that it took me so long to get this program out there. I'll try to do better next time. In the meantime, if you'd like to send me your comments, questions, suggestions, requests, you can address an email to shellacstack@gmail.com or just visit my website, www.shellacstack.com, or my personal site, www.briansright.com, where you can send me a message through the contact form there. You can also listen to past programs, see label scans, and other good stuff as well. So thanks for tuning in. I'll leave you with two versions of Smoke Gets in Your Eyes, and we'll see you next time. Bye-bye.